Welcome once again to The Business Side, this week with the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
After almost a year out of the music scene locally, Cosmic Charlie's has opened up in their brand new location.
Yeah, they're up and rolling. They hosted their first music shows this past weekend, had Great Lake Swimmers on Friday night, Black Lips on Saturday night, and several good shows already booked on the schedule, and I know they're working to fill that up with even more.
They're in kind of in an area now that is decidedly more hospitable and accommodating than the old place there in the National Avenue.
On National Avenue, yes. They had it was a great venue on National Avenue, but unfortunately they had a series of noise complaints from neighborhood residents and tried a series of measures to remedy that situation, but couldn't do it. And so they vacated last June, I believe, and then shortly thereafter announced that they would had found a building on Loudoun. It was actually a concrete building that was used as a bus wash station by Lextran and in a less residential area of town. But they did some extensive renovations and then most recently had some delays with the inspection process and getting the signatures they needed to get up and running. They had hoped to be open this past October. Took them a few months longer than they anticipated, but now everything is squared away. They're hosting shows and ready to go.
It's a bigger venue, too, is it not?
A couple thousand square feet. I'm not sure the capacity, but it's kind of a shotgun-style setup, as you would imagine, with a bus wash. There's a bar all the way along one side of the venue, and they've really given some attention to the sight lines. So there's a couple of different height levels. So folks in the back can see straight to the stage, and the main dance floor is slightly inclined as well. I believe it's about 6 inches taller in the back than in the front, so to give the folks in the back a chance to see. And so they've really put a lot of thought into that, not only the setup, but also the sound system as well.
Cosmic Charlie's is in that North Lyme corridor, and there's been quite a bit of activity lately there.
Yeah, these past several years, and they are located right next to what's going to be a large development, Gray Line Station. That's the kind of mixed-use market, event space, offices that developer Chad Needham is putting into that building. It used to be a Greyhound station, also owned by Lextran, but it was built in the 20s. I know Shelley Fortune is planning a private event space to go in there. It's going to be called the Clerestory. So that's under development. Chad hopes to be opening that or announcing in early 2020. We'll see. That's coming up quickly. Also in the neighborhood, Jay Gumbo's, of course, is up and running. They're serving some great food. And most recently, Beach House, Caribbean Tapas and Coffee, opened next to Al's Bar. That's actually a sister restaurant from the owners of Fita's Caribbean Cafe, which is inside Al's Bar. A lot's happening in the neighborhood.
And we also have news about a new music festival coming to Keeneland later this year.
This sounds like it's going to be a big one. Yeah, last week Keeneland announced that it will host a new music festival, and it's in partnership with AC Entertainment. That's a pretty big company. They're the people that book Bonnaroo and Forecastle Fest and a lot of other ones. And businessman David Helmers really kind of spearheaded this effort to bring it all together and to work with the city. They don't have any music acts announced yet. No doubt will be coming soon, but the Railbird is set for August 10th and 11th at Keeneland. They won't be hosting it inside the track itself, but they're going to set up multiple stages in the meadow and up on the hill and programming rock and Americana and bluegrass and a mix of music to be announced later. But then also I think they're going to offer a number of experiences and different types of food, even some off-track wagering, and of course bourbon with different distillers on site and bringing some unique offerings. Sounds to be uniquely Lexington and Kentucky-centric music fest.
Definitely sounds like it would be a no-brainer in putting something like this together in such a great venue like Keeneland. So we'll just have to see how that turns out. If it becomes an annual tradition, one certainly hopes so. But we will wrap it up for today. Our guest on the business side has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.